The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Did you buy the pillows you sleep on? And I'm asking this because do you ever look around your house and think, where did I get all this stuff? Hey, it's Thursday. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I know Automatic, when he moved in with me and we became a couple and we got married, I don't know that you'd ever had a new pillow in your life. Because I know damn well when I would go visit you or your apartment, those were not new pillows.
I think I just took them from my parents' house. I don't think I ever...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like many other men, Automatic, like myself too, have just mainly inherited pillows. I don't think we buy new... I don't think any guy buys new pillows at all.
Hold on. Let's go to the origin of why we're talking about this. Anthony posted on Facebook that he thought he'd never bought a pillow before in his life, but yet he has five pillows.
Yeah, they just appeared. I still don't know where they come from. I think they just all come from
Peebus.
So
they have other babas on them? Like other people's slobber and drool? You don't know where they came from?
Well, that's what pillowcases are for.
Oh, my God.
That's like disgusting. The beginning of the tip right there of what they have on them, dude.
Oh. Have you ever gone to someone's house and like you just got to crash there because you're drinking or something? I don't know. It's a party, you stay late, and they hand you a blanket and pillow, and it's so stinky, and you're like, when is the last time you washed this blanket and pillow?
I slept under a rug one time because I refused to use the pillow and the blanket they gave me because it stunk so much.
Automatic, are you serious?
Yeah,
you slept under a rug?
Under a rug. I got under the rug and got comfy because I figured that's the only way I'm going to stay warm tonight.
Yeah, and usually judging by a person's house, you can kind of tell right away if this pillow that they're going to give me is good or bad. So I'll leave if I need to. I'll sleep in my car.
I have to admit, the first set of pillows that I got, my Nana gave me, and I think they were 30 years old. I would lay on them and fluff. I don't know what would come out of the pillows, but they were clean. It's just, I'm not exactly sure it was asbestos or what is it called? Asbestos. I don't know what was in there.
Here's a note about pillows and guys, all right, for the ladies. Dana, you've seen this. You went to Automatic's place first. He didn't have any nice new pillows, did he?
No, because
the guys who have nice new pillows are all players and all have multiple women.
Oh, my.
So remember,
gosh.
If you meet a guy and he has crummy pillows, he's a very.
You're not his only girlfriend.
No.
Wait, I think you said that backwards.
Said it backwards.
Automatic, you said it backwards.
Yeah.
If you meet a guy with crummy pillows, he doesn't have a lot of women.
No.
If you meet a guy with clean pillows...
Yeah.
You're not his only girlfriend.
There it is.
It was a long walk, but I think you got it. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have National Tear the Tag Off the Mattress Day. That's a thing here. And
speaking of pillows... I had an old mattress, too, but that's another story.
Exactly. Jeez. All right. We also have National Lost Sock Memorial Day, everybody.
Oh, play taps for them.
Where does the sock go? I found socks underneath the washer. I found socks inside DJ Automatic's pant leg.
Our last washer and dryer actually had like a little spot that they would save your extra socks that got away from you.
Yeah, they were down there. When you'd open it up, it smelled so not good.
And there's been a lot of talk about sleeping with the homies. So how about National Sleepover Day, everybody?
Hey, shout out to the parents that let their kids do sleepovers. I did not get to sleep at anybody's house till I went to go live with my mom.
My parents weren't big on it, but I mean, I did do it and it was always fun.
Man, I had a lot of sleepovers growing up. And you know what was always the worst is when you're at your friend's house and you wake up first and then you got to sit there and be quiet and
just
asleep.
Be the kid that's just there. And at that age, you didn't have a phone. You didn't have anything to do. You just stare at the ceiling.
What about staying at the kid's house and the Spanish music comes on? You know the mom's ready to clean. You're like, no, mom, come pick me up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're talking about being a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, and we got a call from one of our listeners, which sparked the whole conversation. Take a listen.
I became a stay-at-home mom last May, and now we're here at a year, and I'm ready to go back to work, and I've been putting in applications, and it's just not happening. I keep getting rejections.
Okay, I found an article about the pros and cons of being a stay-at-home parent. And before I give you the pros and cons, I wanted to talk to Automatic specifically. We're married, for those who don't know. We have a daughter, Ava Matic. I have three daughters. But you got to not exactly stay at home because you were still DJing. But in the morning, when I would come into the radio, you would get to be there with her. We didn't have to take her to daycare. You had the luxury. We had the luxury that
I was basically Mr. Mom for about 2 years. I feel like it was a great experience because I got to understand what it takes to raise a child, especially not by yourself, but kind of by yourself because I was alone for the mornings.
Settle down by yourself in the morning. You would call me every 15 minutes, Dana, what do I do? Dana, what do I do?
I gained so much respect for stay-at-home moms because that job is harder than any job I've ever had.
Thank you.
I could not wait to go to work at night. right. You can go DJ and just get away from kids in general and just get away from everything because I felt like it was a break.
Damn. Yeah, no hood tougher than parenthood, as I say.
Anthony, I'm co-signing on that.
But I even feel like that's different than what like our listeners are going through because automatic, you were still able to get out and express yourself.
Daily. Go DJ.
Go DJ and like express yourself creatively. A lot of times when I see stay-at-home parents, man or woman, they sacrifice almost their own personal identity.
Yes.
And that, for me,
that's
feels
the hard
like
part.
The hard part about coming up because you're now sacrificing for the whole family.
And it is a great idea in theory, right? I want to stay with my kids and do everything for my kids, but then you lose yourself. Not everybody, though. Some people are able to pull it off. So the pros are that children do better in school when one parent is at home and the child has less aggression. Where does aggression come from? Oftentimes looking for attention.
Yep.
So if you have the attention of a parent at all times, you're less likely to act out.
What happened to me? My mom stayed home for the most of my childhood.
But you said she would lock you in a basement. So that's, like, that's another show.
I was
show.
Looking for attention.
DJ Automatic, that's a whole other show. All right, here's the con. Parents, and I think our listener right here, often have higher levels of sadness, depression. They feel socially isisolated. And also, they lose that monetary freedom.
Ooh,
if only one person in the house is controlling the money that's coming in. You're given an allowance, per se. You're allowed to spend so much. And you're a grown-up. So you're like, wait a minute, where's my money? Why do I have to ask permission or blah, blah, blah? So
I don't think I could deal with that part. Because not having your own money, it would feel like you don't have your own freedom.
Money. It is our money. I don't understand why people separate it. If you're asking for an allowance, and that means you're not seeing one another as partners. Your money is my money. My money is my money. And that's the way it is.
Exactly.
No, I'm being serious here. I think it's up to each individual what you want to do. There are some people that can pull it off. Personally, I could never stay at home. I would feel lost. I would feel anxious. I would probably be not a great mother.
Do you think women feel guilty of it, of that, because they...
Yes.
They don't feel like they're serving their purpose because you're being a mother is like part of your purpose.
That's not it. So being a mother is not part of my purpose, but society makes me feel guilty because I work. My mother never asks, when you travel, well, what about the kids? Automatic. She never asks when I go out of town, well, what about the kids?
She knows what's going to happen. The whole thing's going to fall apart.
They're going to get sick of mac and cheese. If you aren't a stay-at-home mom, have you always dreamed of it? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
According to a website that deals in the matters of love, there is one way to determine the person you're either dating or in a relationship is actually the one. I'll tell you what it is. Last, it's time for, in case you missed it, DJ Automatic, you go first.
A new survey finds that Americans are tipping almost $500 per year. But it's not because they want to. It's because they feel like they're being tip-shamed into it.
Yeah, because they turn that little thing around and it's like everybody's looking at you. You going to tip or are you cheap? And then the person's looking at you. Are you going to tip or are you cheap? And you just feel obligated.
And the other thing is men feel way more pressured than women do to tip. And men are tipping more than women.
Not DJ Automatic.
Good thing I identify as a woman.
No, so the other night we were at the concert, we were at the fights, and I bought drinks for everybody. And it was at the fights, it was like $100 for four drinks. And it said, turned it around, it was a $20 tip. And I was like, $120? I've been here for 30 seconds, and he made me my drinks. I gave him $4 because he made four drinks.
But you still tip.
Because I gave him $4.
You gave him $4?
And he looked at me like I was a POS. And I thought, I literally have been here for 1 minute. You made four drinks. Two of them were beers that you popped open. How do I owe you $20 tip?
Survive. Didn't you ever serve? Weren't you ever
Why
server?
Is it on me to pay for them to survive? Their job should pay for them to be there.
Because people don't understand the way greed has overtaken what we once considered the freedom of capitalism.
No, Automatic understands, quite frankly, because he ain't giving nothing up to no.
He ain't. Nope. I always tip.
And I don't feel bad.
If it's bad service, I'm still giving you 15. If it's good service, you're getting up to 25. You know, that's how you got to do
it. And no wonder we're going broke.
Whatever, Automatic. All right.
All right, in case you missed it, picking your nose can lead to Alzheimer's, all right? A recent study done finds that anytime you're bringing new germs into your nasal cavity, that you're causing inflammation in your brain, and this down the road can kick off Alzheimer's. So be careful when you want to dig, dude. Just go blow.
I'm from the South. We call it old-timers. Blow your nose, go to the bathroom, shove a tissue up your nose, and pull stuff out. Why are you going to be picking your nose, especially in the car where there's no tint? minutes, and we see your finger is halfway up your nose.
There's somebody listening in the car right now, and they're going to look to their left, and that guy's going to have his finger stuck in his nose.
And where does the booger go when you're done?
You flick it out the window. Just know, listen, if you're in the middle of picking, just know we're not judging you. Just know it's bad for your health, all right?
Disgusting.
That's what it's at. We all do it.
I mean, sometimes you have to do it. Come on.
Automatic, you go right ahead. I'm going to not have old timers. You will. All right. In case you missed it, according to psychology.com, there is one thing that will determine whether this person you're dating or you're in a relationship with is the one for you for life. And that is they make your life better than you made your life without that person.
Oh, no wonder. No wonder you're with me. Jeez.
Automatic. And I don't make your life better. You do make my life better.
Of course you make my life better. I have like a regular life instead of living the life of debauchery.
That's the only thing, because you don't go out and
you put me on the straight and narrow.
Strange now.
I have pillows now. I have a bed. I don't. My life is so organized. It was a mess before.
I know. I used to visit you at your apartment. I remember. No, but think about it. We've built together as partners. We didn't have a lot. I mean, I had something. You had a little something, something. And putting it together, we've added value, not only materially, but emotionally. I've grown so much as a woman, as a person being with you.
Yeah, I think that spiritual enhancement is the biggest thing you can get from a partner. The rest of the stuff, I think you could gather on your own.
You can go get a pillow on your own.
I was going to say, pillows are pretty important.
I remember when Automatic and I first went pillow shopping. It was a big deal for him. He was squishing the pillows. And does your partner add value in what way? Let's make this a topic and big up the person you're with. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
50 Cent has filed a lawsuit against his ex, Daphne Joy. And it's all regarding sexual assault allegations. This is a lot. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays.
We have the son of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, Sam West, celebrating his birthday. We also have Desi Banks and Rosario Dawson.
All right. So Taylor Swift has taken sides in the Drake-Kendrick beef. Her producer, Jack Antonoff, produced one of Kendrick's songs. So I knew that. Also, there's this podcaster. She was in One Tree Hill back in the day. Jana Kramer accusing Travis Kelce of being a drunk, telling Taylor Swift to stay away from him. You think Taylor Swift doesn't know what she's doing in a relationship? She's got numerous number one albums.
Seen him and his brother and their antics. Like he's hiding it.
Give me a break. And when it comes to Kendrick and Drake right now, it's just gotten so serious with the security guard getting shot, Drake's OVO spot in London getting all tagged up.
At this point, it just feels like Kendrick won the battle. There's no...
The war.
I feel like everyone's turning on Drake, because when you're on the top of the hill, everybody wants to throw stones. And I feel like Drake should just take a break for a while.
I think so, too. I had no idea that Eminem had warned Drake and Jay-Z had warned Drake, there's going to come a time when you're on top that everybody's going to turn on you. And it came to pass.
Damn. And then in regards to the shooting, everyone's saying that that's a beef between OVO and XO, which is the Weeknd.
The Weeknd, yeah. So
there's troubles up in Canada. We're sending all our positive vibes. Yeah,
build the wall.
It's going to be built.
All right. Now we're talking about 50 Cent. He's suing his ex, Daphne Joy. She is alleging that he sexually assaulted her. The R word. And he said, once you're accused and you're playing defense, it's just a bad look for men in general. And he's upset. They have an 11-year-old son together. He says, I've done nothing but be a good father. I don't know what to say. Because as a woman, if this happened to you, I want women to talk.
But the fact that he's like pressing charges against her, that he's filed a suit against her, is to me saying that he's probably innocent. Because if you did something
wrong... Well, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, right? But if you did something wrong, you're not going to take it to court.
And this discredits women who are really trying to come forward if indeed it is a false accusation.
Anytime 50 Cent does get a lawyer, he usually wins.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to follow this one closely and I'm going to hope that it's not true. And I don't know, though, because like I said, I want women to be believed. There's so many times that women want to come forward and they're not believed. So there's no winner in this situation. We'll follow along. Keep listening as the story develops. We'll keep you updated.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What does your mom really want for Mother's Day? We got it inside Foo News. We're going to talk about wieners. Okay, that and more. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Better a wiener than an egg. After this Hottest Hashtag, the largest egg producer in the U.S., located in Texas, has stopped producing eggs after a dairy farm worker contracted avian bird flu.
Oh,
A rep from the CDC says, don't panic. Check this out.
What folks should know is we've never seen a transmission of human to human of avian flu, but we're watching closely. As we've learned from COVID, viruses change, and we want to make sure we're staying ahead of it.
It all boils down to the fact, and I said boils, eggs are going to be through the roof again. They're going to cost a bunch of money, and it really is because these farms are disgusting. And these flus, and that's why they got to use the antibiotic.
At this point, I feel like all these corporations and all these farms and all this stuff is just getting over on us. They're like, they realize they're like, hey, they can afford to pay $10 for eggs. Let's jack it up again.
I don't think so. I think that they try to cram as many chickens in there as possible. We see the footage. The chickens are roaming around in their own feces, and they get sick. And then these viruses, they spread. Imagine, this is the first time that you've had the virus go from animal to human. Let's just hope it doesn't go from human to human now.
There it is. That's why I prefer my eggs from McDonald's. They're like made with water. I don't know how they do it, but you know, those are easier. You don't got to worry about those.
Me too. Me too. All right. Food news. DJ Automatic.
It's almost Mother's Day and the summer grilling season is already here. So Oscar Mayer has three new stuffed dogs. It's a dog that's filled with either chili cheese, cheese, or jalapeno cheddar.
Nope. Not for me.
You're not going to do that?
I'm going to take that jalapeno cheddar weenie right now and put it on the grill automatic. Let's go.
Just the mass manufacturing of stuffed weenies is just, I don't know about that one, dog.
The wiener's already mass manufactured.
I might take my chance with the bird flu.
you go for an egg over a wiener? How about eggs going weenies? All right, I'll take them both. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Sleepover Day, everybody. Hey.
Well, if you're Hispanic, like me, you're Latina, you probably didn't get a lot of that in your house. Nobody could come to our house. Maybe a couple people. I couldn't go to anybody's house. Everybody would do sleepovers. I would be crying till I went to go live with my mom, and then I finally got to do sleepovers.
And then she was like, go.
Go sleep over there.
Get out of my...
Otto was against it,
too. My mom was sending us on sleepovers in, like, young ages to get us out of the house. Yeah, to go. It's somebody else's problem.
I didn't let our daughter really sleep over anywhere besides our family.
Everybody was at our house all the time.
I felt like it was safer. I knew what was going to happen.
I think most parents will agree. 877-730-DCS1. Are you for sleepovers, or do you just have everybody at your casa house?
And before we get out of here, guys, we got to pay one tribute to the Lost Socks. It's National Lost Sock Memorial Day, everybody.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where does the sock go? Sock goes under the dryer. Sock goes into the washing machine. Sock goes
to sock heaven, okay, Dana?
Sock goes to the sleepover. Somebody's always got to leave a sock somewhere. Now you make money. You know that used to, when you wouldn't have pairs of socks, it would look crazy. Now people actually sell odd socks as pairs and make money. Doesn't even make any sense to me.
I'm glad you got that sock rant off.
I think I'm just mad because I didn't think of it first.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
When you grow up and you realize all the BS you put your mama through, there's a feeling of guilt. You wish you could go back. Myself, Dana Cortez, along with DJ Automatic and Anthony A, we're having that discussion as we approach Mother's Day weekend. Well, there was a lot that I did. And I think I realize now I acted out. My mom was a single mom, so she worked a lot. And I resented the fact that I was alone a lot. Now that I'm older, I realize she was doing those things to give me braces and to let me take piano lessons and get things that in my neighborhood, a lot of kids weren't getting. And so I started acting out. I started making bad grades. I had never made a grade below an A in my life until high school. I just started acting crazy. I got pregnant at 15. Ooh. I just went like completely left.
What was your mom's reaction to you telling her you were pregnant?
I remember her being disappointed and hurt more than anything.
Because at a certain point, she had to feel like she had failed you also.
I think that she felt badly because she had to work and I was alone a lot. She kind of blamed herself because of that. But I will say, of course, I was alone and I made bad choices. And that in the end is what I decided now. I made those choices. It's not my mom's fault. We tend to blame parents for so many things.
Nothing's tougher than disappointing your parents.
Oh,
that's always a tough one. Worst.
Telling my Theo Frankie was even harder. I didn't want to tell him.
I feel like I was constantly disappointing my mom, so it just became normal to her because she was always getting a phone call of, hey, you have to come pick him up. He's suspended. Or, hey, he got picked up by the police. Or he got, like, so it was always something. And I'm just, you know what? Shout out to my mom for sticking by my side.
Because she loved you unconditionally and always supported you, like you said, you know, earlier this week.
My mom never, she never spanked us or she never hit us growing up.
You never got spanked?
Never got spanked by my mother. She would just guilt trip us, which is like, dude, I think that
might be
more,
worse than getting spanked.
Yeah.
The disappointment.
She would cold shoulder me for like 4 days. If you've ever been cold shouldered by a Latina, that is tough.
Cold shouldered by your mom is even worse.
Dude, you know what? I was like, by the third day, I was like, Mom, can you just get the belt and hit me, please?
Just do something here. I'm feeling really bad right now.
But it did prepare me for later on in life, because her lesson was, if you start to express yourself with violence, then you're never going to get away from that. And I think that is something that kind of ended up staying with me into my adulthood.
People are always shocked too when I tell them my Nana, my Tio Frankie never laid a hand on me. Not one time did they spank me. And I was always the best kid when I lived with them, because the fear of disappointment, the love is greater than fear. I will stand by that 100%. You hear stories about people getting hit and they keep doing the bad stuff.
That was my story. My mom used to let me pick it out. She'd be like, you want to use the wooden spoon, the plastic spoon,
and
the wiffle bat?
It didn't deter you, because what you really needed...
No, because it didn't hurt after a while.
Yeah, well, not just that. What you really needed was some attention and some love. And I got a lot of that with my uncle and my Nana, and my mom had to work. Now that I'm older, I realize, thank you, Mom, for working as hard as you did and giving me the things that you did and sacrificing all you did for me. Aww. All right, let's get their moms a shout out. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.